Ukrainian News Outlook. The headlines for the week ending May 27th. Grain quotas removed. Child protection strategy. Women bear it all in Kiev. And Dubai's Fly Dubai starts flights to Ukraine. I'm Keith Patton. Ukraine, one of the world's top grain exporters, has removed grain export quotas that have helped drive up global food prices and hit domestic agribusinesses hard. The move will ease concerns in the global wheat market about supplies in the second half of the year, as Western Europe and the southern part of the United States, two key producing regions, suffer a drought that is likely to reduce output significantly. The wheat prices for the new crop, which will be harvested in the next 3 months, have surged 245 euros a ton, significantly above last year's prices. As part of its presidency of the Committee of Ministers of the Council of Europe, Ukraine will initiate the elaboration of a new Council of Europe's Child Protection Strategy for 2012-2015, said the Ukrainian Foreign Minister in his opening speech at the International Conference Combating Violence Against Children, from Isolation Actions to Integrated Strategies in Kiev on Tuesday. He stressed that the Council of Europe successfully implemented a strategy to protect the rights of children in 2009-2011, which aimed at combating violence against children. The Ukrainian presidency sees its task of combating the efforts of the Council of Europe member states to prepare a new strategy for 2012-2015, the minister noted. He also stressed that in addition to activities at the international level, Ukraine will initiate a number of national projects in this area. We clearly understand that along with the activities and cooperation internationally, we should take appropriate steps nationally, he said. Around the world, Ukraine is mainly known for a pair of boxing brothers and the artfully braided blonde hair of the former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. However, during her time in government, she didn't manage to establish more rights for women in the country. That is among the poorest and most corrupt in Europe. There is a group, however, in Ukraine that is planning to change this and will be going topless in Kiev. Melveka Arden has the details.
It is Monday morning, shortly after 10 o'clock. A cafe in the center of Kiev is buzzing with several dozen young, pretty, scantily clad women. Lipstick, makeup, and hair brushes are handed around. Soon they'll head out to the street for a protest, topless.
It's not easy to strip naked, but we have to tear the clothes of our bodies to get attention. It shocks people, and they understand that this means that in our country, the situation is very serious.
20-year-old Inna Chevchenko has long blonde hair and at the moment is still wearing a shirt with a print of a yellow and blue circle. Two breasts in the Ukrainian national colors. This is the trademark of the women's group Femen, which in 2008 began its naked protests on the streets of Ukraine. Inna is one of the three organizers. Femen started off with protests against sex tourism and prostitution. Today, the protests are directed against fascism and racism. Femen co-founder Alexandra Chevchenko, known as Sasha, is handing out military-style hot pants and handouts with definitions for words like fascism or anti-Semitism. Some of the women are reading with interest. One of them is Diana, who is studying religion and philosophy.
Of course, I know what these words mean, but we have to make sure that everyone understands. We don't want any silly mistakes when someone gives an interview after the protest.
Cameramen and photographers are closely following the preparations. Most of them are male and obviously enjoying what they see. No one wants to say that on tape, though, although Sasha gives full absolution.
Of course, I am always quite embarrassed to be naked in front of all these cameramen and photographers, but they are our assistants in a way. Without them, the world wouldn't know about us, our ideas, and the problems we address.
And then they're off to the Maidan, Kiev's main square. Directed by Sasha, they take up their positions, tear off their tops, raise one arm in the air and shout, "Ukrainian women against fascism." In front of them, around 50 video and photo journalists are competing for the best position.
50% of the people understand what we're doing. The other half thinks that we're crazy.
Some critics say that by showing off their naked bodies, femen are part of the cliché they are fighting against. But others applaud them for shaking up an otherwise largely passive society, which has grown tired of protests since the Orange Revolution in 2004 and the disappointments that followed. And femen certainly have succeeded in attracting the international media's attention. And that can only increase at the European Football Championship in 2012, when the demonstrators can prove that they are more than just a PR stunt. Mareike Aden, Kiev.
Dubai's low-cost carrier Fly Dubai on Wednesday announced its entry into Ukraine with the launch of three flights to three cities. The flights will begin September the 16th. Fly Dubai CEO Khaled Al-Khaled said the potential to develop economic relationship between Ukraine and the United Arab Emirates is huge, and I am confident Fly Dubai's three new destinations will have a large stimulant effect on this relationship. The international airport in Kiev, he said, is an impressive modern airport, and we've been granted the privilege to flying into the prestigious Terminal F, a terminal not usually offered to low-cost airlines. Ukraine is the eighth most visited country in the world, and its location at the crossroads of Central, East, North, and South Europe has long made it a popular tourist destination and transit spot within the region. And that was a look at some of the headlines making news in Ukraine for the week ending May 27th. If you wish to subscribe to this in iTunes or download this program, just visit the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com. I'm Keith Parent.